grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Indeed. We're back. We're back in the Marijuana Media situation with our friend Chris Fowley from The Hemp Store. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for coming along as per.
That's a pleasure, and thanks for having me. And yeah, apologies for my tardiness, but strict observance to the 420 is required.
So you got lost in the park for a bit.
It was a nice walk, shall we just say.
Now, Chris Fowley from The Hemp Store, big week of news for cannabis. Colmar Brunton poll out.
Two polls, in fact. And the first poll, this has been the highs and lows, the roller coaster ride we're on, but it just really shows how close it is. The Horizon poll showed us winning by a pretty comfortable margin. And the Colmar Brunton that came out the next day, or maybe even later that day on TVNZ, that showed yes losing and the no vote carrying it by a similar majority. So, not quite sure. My feeling is that perhaps each poll, when I read the questions, it's kind of one is slightly leading in the other, in the way that it found almost, and maybe the true support's in the middle, but which would show us exactly even. And but one thing it did show is both polls showed an increase in the support for yes. So there was a trend towards yes in both polls, which is pretty good. And also these polls, by their very methodology, they don't tend to pick up the people who also don't tend to vote. And so I've said this before, and I really do think this is the case. It's the non-voters coming out and voting that could really make the difference. Mm-hmm. It really is. And they're not going to show up in the polls necessarily. You know, they're not at home with landlines necessarily or wanting to do this sort of thing. So, you know, encouraging people who you know who don't vote, just one each, you know, and getting them to vote, that could do it.
Enroll to vote.
Encourage your friends and family to enroll on the day now, right? That's super cool. And they've given it back to prisoners who are going to come out in that term of parliament as well. You know, why not? You're going to be released in that term. You should have that vote. But also you can actually enroll right at the polling booth this election. And the polling booths are going to be in places like supermarkets and things. So
that's great.
Making it very easy for people.
So if you see it, you can just impulse go, I haven't done that, and you can do it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Make it easier, more people can do it. That's pretty much common sense. Hey, just on the, because you were saying some questions can be leading, have we covered off what the question's exactly going to be?
The question that is actually in the referendum, is not any of the questions that the polls are asking. So they all have their own question. But the question you're actually going to vote on is, do you support the Cannabis Legalisation and Control Bill, yes or no?
Right.
So, you know, that's the question. So it's kind of surprising that no one's actually put that to a poll, but they've all asked
my ethics towards, you maybe might not be able to do that, right? Because I don't know how it works. So way out of my depth as per.
Now, Chris Fowley, the other big story of the week, or, you know, something which has come out in the wash, is we've potentially got American lobbyists meddling in the campaign.
Well, that has been a big story, and so on, I think it was either Monday or Tuesday, the news broke that there's a group called SAM, Smart Approaches to Marijuana. They've been behind most of the kind of the anti-reform campaigns in America, and you know, fighting the tide of legalization. And so they're involved in the Say Nope to Dope campaign here. And which is not really surprising, right? And we've said this on the show before, you know, who is really behind it? Where is their money coming from? And, you know,
who writes their raps?
How are they coming up with all these billboards and newspaper ads and things? So, so it turns out, anyway, they've got this American group behind them. And then Russell Brown on public address blog, he's discovered, which apparently didn't take much to work out because they've put it in their press release, but they've also got this group called Drug Free World as part of their coalition. And Drug Free World is the Church of Scientology, or is a front for them. And in the guise of helping people with drug problems, they try and convert them into the church. And that is one of the key partners of the Say Nope to Dope campaign, apparently.
What a rabbit hole.
Boy, oh boy.
What a rank little rabbit hole. And right at the bottom, you get a little electric shock in your hands, and they tell you whether you're a good person or a bad person.
Have you done it?
I've read all about it, man. Watched all the docos.
I mean, so we're not surprised, are you, right?
I'm more impressed with Say Nope to Dope bars. That's hella bars. Whoever wrote that, congratulations.
Will the government step into this and do anything? I mean, is there anything we can do to stop, you know,
the government,
foreign countries and foreign groups meddling in our local politics?
Nobody can stop Scientology now.
Well, yes, I believe there is something in the Referendums Act that they passed where you certainly couldn't take money from overseas in the campaign period, which started on the 1st of July. So, you know, whether or not that's gone on, that hasn't come out yet. We have to take them at their word that it hasn't. Mm. And you know, in all fairness, that is what they've said in response to the allegations, so that it's just been advice and not money. Mm-hmm. So certainly if that happened from here on, I think that would be a breach. And, you know, part of me wishes that we had that problem. We've had, like, just zero support or, you know, resources from overseas. I really wish some of the campaigns from America and that had got involved and supported, but they actually haven't. And the business world that's so keen to line up for medical hasn't been involved in the campaign here at all. So, you know... I kind of wish we did have that problem of denying where the money came from, but because we don't have any. So speaking of which, though, the Drug Foundation, they have been running a really good campaign on some donations that they've pulled together, and it's called Yes on Our Terms, and you can look up that. And they had, this also came out this week, they had some what's appeared to be organised complaints against them, 50 or so complaints to the Advertising Standards Authority, that apparently it was misleading for them to say that medicinal access would improve under the referendum compared to if people vote no, and we're limited to just the proper medical scheme. And of course, we've discussed this multiple times on the show, and as a license holder in the medical scheme, I firmly believe that medical use will remain fairly restricted and unaffordable for a lot of people if we only have the medical scheme, and that most people, like in all places in the world where it's legal, most patients will access it actually under the adult scheme. And that's akin to just walking into the supermarket or the pharmacy and getting your own paracetamol as opposed to going to the doctor and getting it prescribed. Mm. It's still available under both, and patients get to choose how they want it, but for more serious things, you're still at your doctor. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's... It is how we're going to... Anyway, so where I was going with that, I lost my train of thought for that for a sec, bloody 420. The complaints were not upheld, and so the campaign can continue. And so on their Pledge Me, they have a Drug Foundation is running a page on Pledge Me if people want to give donations to support that and keep that on the air, because we've fought off the first round of the prohibitionists, you know, trying to lay complaints and get it off. And now we need to get the funding in so that they can keep going, because that's what those polls have shown, is that we really are on a knife edge, and every vote is going to count.
Okay. Now, what else has been bubbling away in the media?
Oh, Snoop weighed in. We better like cue some Snoop music Dog up from him. Yeah, so he came out in support of the yes vote yesterday.
Snoop Doggy Dog.
He threw Gandalf in there. And
what the fuck are you talking about? There seems a tangent
here. That was his tweet, man. He was like, Gandalf's on the good shit.
What, that long pipe?
Something like, now I've got to look it up. You want me to be
Nobody
prepared?
Else can see the fireworks, it's just him.
Gandalf smoking that good. That is Snoop. That's my impersonation right there. It was on his Facebook page, and he's saying vote yes in the referendum. There you go. Come on.
What?
And that's it. We just take Snoop Dogg's word for it. Snoop Dogg would do as you say.
I think he's fairly qualified on the subject, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
What else have we got? Fonterra growing hemp. That was pretty cool. I got a bit of flack on Facebook for this, for supposedly promoting a corporate, but I just think, you know, if you have New Zealand's biggest company getting into hemp, you know, and we all see the environmental degradation of dairy farming and the excess nutrients and things, and they were solving the taking the excess nutrients, putting it on a field, growing the hemp in it, getting some money from the hemp, win-win, and if they can encourage that all around New Zealand, you know, that's got to be a good thing. So I thought that was really cool, but that's on stuff, that Fonterra is growing hemp now.
What would that hemp end up becoming? What sort of hemp product?
They are going to make that into food products, I believe. Hemp flour and oil.
Okay. And anything else, Chris Fowley? Anything going on at the hemp store?
Oh, you've drained me, I think, of news there. Hemp store, we're beavering away up there on K Road, and amidst the roadworks and the rubble and destruction, but still... there's everyone's open, and it's still got that K Road vibe we all love. So I would encourage people to come on in. And spread the love at your favourite K Road store.
Excellent.
Right on. Kia ora, bro. Thank you very much.
All right.
Do it, man. That was
Marijuana Media.
Thanks to The Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.